Yeah. So we're learning that Shiloimai, I'm learning the Mashiach, because Matantoya and the Mishnah Pirgiyavu says, Kalalayna Tavish Mazeichu Dvorm Harba, Layoide Lalika Ohova Oyin. What is Dvorm Harba? So Mashiach wants to say that Dvorm Harba things we cannot specify. That's the Bidusha El Yoina that a person learns Tavish Mazeichu. Something that can be quantified by physical terms. So these Ruchnis, because as we learned, the Torah, even though it was given over in mundane terms, to the Kedusha of the Torah, the same Kedusha as it has above the Malachi Hashavos. That's the revelation of the Ratzon Hashem. By us working and understanding the Ratzon Hashem that given in physical terms, we get connected to the highest levels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. Together, so basically telling us that number one is Dvarim Haba, gives him Aliyah Ruchnis, and together with that, it refines his interaction on a Gashmiyistika level. Ohu, Ohu, Mr. Abriyas, he loves everybody. Because the person who connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no competition in life. Doesn't have to do out to anybody. He has to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, he loves. He brings from Yisrael Salant on the Geres HaMusa, in the other direction, this is also, you have these two factors. So it's like we have the connection to Kedusha and refinement of our physical side through learning the Torah. If we go after the Yetzirah, the Kerech HaTaiva, which is the physical side of us, that the animalistic side of us is the part of us that starts overpowering the other side and leading our behavior. But Gabi Shuruch Tumas, and there's also together with that, Shuruch Tumas. So it says, Mitzvah Geres, Mitzvah Vegeres, Mitzvah. You do every mitzvah you do, it creates a Ruach Tumah that surrounds you and makes it more conducive to do the Ratzon Hashem. Every day you do, it's opposite. That's why it says, Shva Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Shva Ve'avir. The essence fact that you did the Ratzon Hashem makes you connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't do the Ratzon Hashem, disconnect. He is a toy for a stechel and open, a voice and doylan, a gam yeshurah, kudushu mibor. This is a very interesting thing the way he describes it. So we have Ruach Tumah of the Zeyra, connected to the Ruach Kudusha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way he describes the Ruach, the physical side of the Aveira, that's Koy HaTaiva, connected that, the Seichel HaRoyas Anoila, is not dragged into guiding his behaviors by things that come up right now. Impulsivity. Everyone's running after his Yetzirah, that's what it is. If something attacks his Yetzirah for Taiva, ready to run after that. Yetzirah for Kovah, for Gaiva, for Kaz, then some comes in contact with some trigger, automatically sets him going. What's implying to do that? Trying to say good morning to somebody. A guy said some comment which he misunderstood and got all himself with that. And suddenly the Yetzirah takes over everything and the Seichel goes out the window. Blocks out the Seichel. The opposite of that is the Seichel Nochen. To see what is the long-term implications of my behavior. And judge it by that. Person has a tendency to get angry. He knows every time after he got angry that he regrets it. He just has to clean up the mess afterward. He didn't get anywhere. If a person would have Mirosh, clear picture, 1 second. I'm getting angry. I know exactly what's going to happen to me. What a mess, what a waste of time. No, I'm not going to get anything, but let's stop it now. That's the Seichel HaNochen, which is the opposite. HaRoyas HaNoilu. Seichel HaNochen, HaRoyas HaNoilu. The clarity to see what is going to come out of my behavior, that overpowers all the bad behaviors. That, in Mishlei, Shlomo Melech talks a lot about Chokhmah. Ma'avim is Ma'av, that's a Chokhmah. Chokhmah is the wisdom to see the long-term result of what's happening, not just what's in front of my nose. It continues from the Bistro Zalanta. Hanizka va'ike v'shima shukhus ha'tei v'tachluya yeisa. The most powerful and central thing that is necessary to use the Torah to heal the pitfalls of our Yitzharim. Livet v'oiz ha'in v'oim v'ketiv dina v'asma. He says you have to have the clarity of the dinim of that way. Person is nirshon lashon hara. He has to learn all the halachas. Lashon hara to have the clarity exactly when it is and when it isn't. To know what the halachic attitude, so what's it? Is nirshon with some other thing? What's the halacha related to that? In his tefillah, ben lachaveir, and the halachas. Poshim today have a kehilchas on everything. Find the right kehilchas book. The book's written on Kaz, and Anova, and every meeting is a whole book. Yeah. Al Kovar, to learn the Allah, that's no get it. We ain't of a royal salmon, may a favor to show them, name them him, but Teva. The Tavlin, I tell you later, is Oyin Bechinuru. There's another spiritual side, so like it says in the Gemara, I create Yitzhahara, the only thing that can overpower is the Torah. My Machadal, Torah, if you eat it, the Atik, the Matzah. The person is not learning Torah, that protects him. Connection to Torah has a spiritual protection to chet. Together with that, you have to learn the sugya of the avera to have more clarity what it is and how it affects me, how to protect myself. We ask the Indian shoshanoyus apart ki yoytzit tzenegam loshanora. If you really learn this properly with Gemara, naturally his mouth will be more naturally attuned to speaking good things and not speaking bad things. Gram ki edu sheyachim zelzeh. So once again, he's saying we have two factors that the Yetzirah gives the koyach to overpower the Yetzirah. Number one is having more clarity in the nature of the avera that we're trying to stay away from. So the more clear it is, the more I can protect myself because I know exactly who the enemy is, what the parameters are, and I can protect it. Yeah. Number two is the kedusha of the avera itself. That's totally spiritual. We see that by all the Gdolei Yisrael, they have this. They spend their life totally immersed in Torah, and they come out with such perfect midos. There's no other thing like that in the world. All this study, you study to become a good midos. Even it's the other way around. Become Baal Gadol. That's the Kedusha, that's the person connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gets the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are the two forces we have to overpower the midos relation within ourselves. The Kedusha is HaTorah plus Torah gives the clarity of what's right, what's wrong, when is it right, when it's wrong. So, now we're approaching Kabbalah Satoya. We're down to the last 2 weeks of Kabbalah Satoya. When we want to be Makabbalah Satoya every year, we want to have a refreshed connection to the Torah. It's easy to win on it also. To Makabbalah, the involvement in learning the Torah, the oil mitzvahs, tathamidas, and a matim to be a loyim that tell you not to be hoardy, not to be a person running after Yonah Elamazah. And the second thing is kapos, kedushas that tell you. But we need to deal with both. We can't just say, I'm going to learn a lot of tell you and automatically everything's going to work out. We have to understand that my goal in learning a tell you is to refine myself also. That's the highest level of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Ratzon Hashem permeates my essence into the most physical side of myself. The whole reason why Hashem created this world is because He wanted us to put the Hashrat HaShechina, the spiritual ideals, into the most basic physical things we do. To place this example of the highest level of Kedusha, the Zavka, how we eat, how we are with our wives, that shows that it doesn't affect my entire essence, so it does just affect certain parts. If a person learns Torah, he has bad midas, says in the Mishnah, he's like a Nezim Zoho V'Av Chazir, a golden nose ring, and the nose, a peak. What's Pshat that? Why we use that muscle? Chaza happens to be not one of the most pleasant animals, but much more than that. Chaza noiver v'ashpa. He sticks his nose into a heap of garbage, and he digs through the garbage to find what he's looking for. When you put a golden ring there, he has an arrow, a new tool to dig into the garbage better. His nose became a little bit more efficient. So he took the gold, and he used it to just get deeper into the filth. That's the muscle of Torah. Torah is gold. The guiding force behind your nature is in the tag of others. The Torah is just going to get you deeper into that, take you further away from the real true goal. And a person can fall into it if he doesn't have his eyes open, his ears open, his heart open. The Gra said, to his level of learning Torah, you have to work in the Midas because the Eitzik HaTorah will take care of that. Sure has that coincide with some time to time. Some of the Rizal that says that if you don't have a perfection of your midas, the Torah will be the other way around. Of course, your midas will get worse. So he says, the Alpha Mikhail says, no fear at all. So the Vilna Gaon is talking about a person who has such a love for the Torah, the Torah of Allah, so clear to him that through the Torah he's connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yochanan, that connection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put him in the right place. And now, more deeply connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not my simple Yochanan. Involve myself in these lowly and close to the king, and I'm going to play in the mud. It automatically puts things in the right perspective. That's what the Lagoyim was referring to. When Rav Chaim Vital is talking about a person learning Torah, he doesn't have that clarity to believe in that Torah, that this is his line to be deeply mechuba, mekusha, tovin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows it's a religious thing, but also he's doing it for ulterior motives. You're doing for ulterior motives. If you're not careful, it could end up with the Torah is serving the motives instead of the motives serving the Torah. Torah is good. You have to realize the Lashon Hashanah is just to push you to do it. What you want to get out of the Torah. The person wants kavod from Torah. He has to understand that the Torah is not a kli to get kavod. The Torah is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's needed. And his greatness and his kedusha. I need something to help push me to do it, so I'm a little covered. A little gasoline on the side. But it's not the thing itself that I'm involved in. I'm not involved in achieving covered. That type of Lord Yeshua is the seer to tell you. If the whole thing I have in the Torah is just this is the Hechatinta, that's like the Nezim Zov without Chazir. I'm using the Torah just to get more covered. I'm lowering the Torah to the lowliness of my bad deeds. But on the other hand, if I know myself, I need a little extra boost. So I think myself, me and Hashem, I get covered from this also. That's Lord Yeshua, that's acceptable. But you're doing Lord Yeshua, you always have to check yourself. Make sure you're not falling into that pitfall that this is just a Hechatinta. To strengthen your bad business. The bad business is just a push to perfect yourself. This idea of living that Torah Ma'avah means there's nothing else that interests him. This is the only thing he really is excited about. Not food, not COVID, not cases. That type of person doesn't have to work on his needs. Okay, so forget about that guy. Yeah. If you're Vilna Gaon, you don't have to learn anything other than the Torah. It's only. If you're less than that, if you get insulted once in a while, if you sometimes are yearning for different types of food, think if I'd be a rich man, life would be much better. All those types of thoughts, still have to work on the needs. Torah won't do it all by itself. Yeah. So the Achon of the Torah is in the Chanami. To really believe that Torah, but also through that, men chesvam she Torah nignes behem. Which two-thirds of them are shayach to midas. Anovos, and Ebechel, the Oyot, the Vriyas, the Tanugim, we have this, we have that. It's all overpowered the desire for tigers and cobras. So, we have to put our koichas into the limud ha-Torah. So really, this is a serious business. We have to have clarity in what we're learning, because we're learning the Ratzon Hashem. We have to work on the midas that are necessary, which means we have to work on more, clarify it more, try to find ourselves more in the midas. And then we have another Indian thing called Kabbalah's Kedushas ha-Torah. To recognize that I'm getting more Kedushas in the limud ha-Torah. Now, please, me, till a person comes a different type of person. He says that a feeling of Kedusha is when I'm involved in the sugya, I just drop my other thoughts. I'm totally focused on this. Nothing else interests me. Comes up and says, my juicy piece of Lashon Hara. Miller said, yeah, Lash doesn't. Why should I fill myself with that? I'm not going to say that ever. The Kedusha is there. We just have to make ourselves desire to accept it. The person wants to learn Torah. He wants to be Shaku and his tithes. He gives a kohen. The Kedusha of the Torah is giving the power to overpower him, not taking it. He's throwing in the garbage. Hashem, it's alright. I need my restaurants, I need my steaks, I need my this, I need my that. I need my COVID. It just doesn't go together. But if you can learn, you can amass knowledge. To be the tree of the Torah, the Torah transforms the person to be a great person, it won't happen. Like the Torah of the Shah is the other. Yeah. So sometimes the person has a fear. If I totally macabre, Kedusha HaTorah, I'm going to lose my entire life. You only have Torah, nothing else. That's the Yetzer Ra. Other Rabbi, you have a beautiful life. Instead of seeing Ayin Ra, seeing not good things around you, focus on the good things. Try to help other people see the good in themselves, and the Chazik themselves, Chazik other people in our families. Always focus on the good. And even if you think of it, you said it, Tanugi Yoyla Mazer, people that are running after tigers, they're never satiated, they're never happy. A person who recognizes we created by Hashem. He gave us all we need. And by Hashem, we have the ability to be over Hashem. Then everything becomes terrific. A piece of bread becomes more delicious than a whole roasted ox. So we appreciate it, especially gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the Kinyani HaTorah, Sameach V'Chelka. It comes from that fact that I recognize Hashem gave me the greatest thing in the world, the ability to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, to transform the physical life into eternal spiritual life. That's the greatest pleasure, and amazing. Every little thing I have in life, I recognize it's another gift from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Something to be happy about, appreciate. In the near yeshiva, they want to make, in Europe, they want to make fun of the yeshiva bachur. So they called the Mashiach bachur. So they went to the Mashiach, Chaskel Levenstein. You should make a moichoch against the Bizoyin HaTorah. Not Bizoyin HaTorah, he said. That's what we are. That's the greatest thing. Ariel goes to the bathroom, he says, anything as a dog. Horse, he went to the bathroom, he relieved himself. But yes, after we went through that thing, such an uplifting experience, I appreciate it. It's an amazing thing that happened now. I put that food into my body. Try to put the food into your car. See what happens. Shulam can build position to the car. That's the end of the car. They haven't invented it yet. Doesn't look at it. It's yet artificial intelligence, maybe they have it. Artificial intestines, they don't have it.
Yeah.
It'll be much much easier. All the left that you just throw into the car. You don't have to get the leave. That's the way our body works. It takes all that stuff we went through now. We find it into the type of fuel that the body needs. And all the other stuff gets processed and whatever is good for the body, and then everything goes out. So going to the bathroom by yours is not just something that we have to do. It's something that arouses. The only brother that has the Kisei Kovid. It brings us up to the Kisei Kovid. Like we said, the most mundane act a person does, if we use it right, if we use it as a way, connect out to the Shpochu, that's the highest level of Kedushin. Can bring tremendous. He said that Rabbi Tikshare, I think, was in his own house. He said, when he's a young couple, he said, where's the Shrine in your house? You know what that would be. So he finally, Rabbi Tikshare, there's a son of the doctor, Mr. Potka, pointed to the bedroom. That's what it is. That's the same idea. And the act which is most physical is done, but I tell you, not as a selfish act, but the act of giving, rather than uplifting, and of phenomenon. We can convert the pleasures that we have into Kedusha. Person eats food and makes a bracha of the kavod before and afterwards, transform that interaction from being physical interaction to being a spiritual interaction. Like we heard from Ramban, last week's parasha, person makes a bracha of kavod before eating, brings the shechina down into the world. I want a little bracha. Boy, creates. Yes. It's more intense than Shoshi in the world. The kindness of Oyvah keeps the world going. So, Shri Zaychim is a shame. He appreciates the tremendous force we have to have the Torah tradition of the mitzvahs come out of it. I appreciate the immense power that Hashem gave to us to make ourselves better, make the world better. It's Hashem, which is the issue.